Hey guys, in an age where authentic representation matters, more than ever, actually, the artistry of the LGBT community serves as a powerful reminder that creativity and inclusivity together can break down barriers, forge connections, inspire understanding across different walks of life. Lou Mendoza is with me today, a behind-the-scenes trailblazer who's informing the world of camera work and transforming that world, migrating to the United States and embodying the richness of being both BIPOC and a part of the LGBT community. Lee's artistry defies stereotypes and enlightens audiences. Lou's recent camera work on the short film Love is a Game will be featured in Mexico City at the Shorts Mexico Festival in September. With a lens that captures more than just images, Lou's perspective provides a unique insight into the realms of diversity, acceptance, and the unspoken power of the unseen. Let's learn some more about Lou in just a second. So here we go. Lou, I am excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
That is good. Hey, who do you want to do a shout out to?
I'm going to do a shout out to the director of Love is a Game and my best friend, Pietro Barba.
Okay, that's awesome. Is it going to screen in Mexico? Are we going to get to see it in the U.S. also?
Yes, we're still doing our festival run. This is just our first and most exciting festival that we got into. But we just started. So yeah, for sure, it will get here to the U.S.
Okay, I can't wait. When it does, we'll have to do like some shorts and screen it here on the show so people can see it too. So let's talk about you. We're going to learn about Lou today and about BIPOC and LGBT. How did you initially get started, like involved in behind the scenes camera work?
Pretty much right after high school, I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I just loved watching movies. I knew I was going to be an artist. Like, I wasn't sure where. So I just decided to take like a summer course, like a year off, and just kind of try to shoot stuff for myself. And that's when I was like, oh, I love doing this. So I decided to I decided to move to LA, actually go to school for it, actually learn how a film is supposed to be made. And here I am now.
Awesome. By the way, for everyone that's watching, you can leave comments and I'll see them, and we can ask, you can ask questions of Lou live on the show, and we'll get to those as they come up. So say hello to Lou. So like, describe the projects you've worked on, you know, as a camera operator. What have you done?
Oh, I have done a lot of work. I bounce a lot in between roles. I mostly work in like short films. I work a lot with friends. One of the big ones that I recently did, I work in music video that we did for Snoop Dogg. If you've been to his concerts, they're playing like a video where he's like fighting. He's like back in high school. It's like a high school reunion. That's what we were calling it. He's like fighting a bully, and I was there holding the camera. He's like, hi.
I just have to ask this. Does he smoke as much as it looks like he smokes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of having smoke breaks, we will have air breaks where someone will just have like 5 minutes to step out, breathe some fresh air, and then come back in.
Okay. These are the behind the scenes things that you learn when you're like just working and doing the camera stuff, right?
Yeah, you learn the weirdest stuff from people too.
Really? Okay, we'll just sidetrack for a second. What's like one of the weirdest things that you've learned about somebody? You don't have names, just like, what's a story that you have behind the scenes?
Oh my god. I have this one friend who loves, he's a cinematographer too, and I usually work with him, and he loves doing like really weird camera stuff, and he's absolutely afraid of heights. But he loves like really weird shots where he just needs to be in really weird places. The amount of time I had to like hold him while he's on top of a stairway because he's just terrified and shaking, it's absolutely hilarious.
So let me ask you this, like, are most of the people who do camera work, are they male female, LGBT, or not? What's the breakdown? Because I think you're kind of a minority in this whole realm, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm part of the minority. I think it's just as much of the film industry. I think this is one of the most male-dominated departments. I was once talking with a director, and he was like, oh, if you meet a female cinematographer, you have to, like, remember their name and their face because they're rare. So, yeah, I think, especially as a head department, it's weird to see a woman do it or, like, a non-binary person do it. It really is male-dominated.
Now, why is that? Like, what makes it male-dominated? Why can't females do it?
It's not that we can't do it. I think
don't they do it? Yeah.
I think it's the idea of carrying the cameras. I have had to work with cameras that are like 30 pounds on their own without like all the extra accessories that we do. So a lot of people are like, oh, you probably can't carry this. Or, oh, this is like, it's not a woman's story, so you're not the one to tell it. Stuff like that that you are a little iffy.
Yeah. What, on the jobs that you do, how much are you doing the director of photography role as well as the camera role? Are you doing both parts together?
Most of the time I have to do both of them together. I work a lot in like low budget short films. So mm-hmm. you have to put a lot of hats on yourself.
Yeah, I have found that a lot of DPs, really directors of photography, don't know their trade, but you went to school for it, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Have you seen that it makes a difference rather than just holding the camera and shooting? Like, it makes a difference to being able to get the shots that you want?
It does, I think. Partially helps you learn like all the theory, understand really why you're doing something more than just doing it. I still have a lot of respect for people that don't go to film school and make it in the industry. Because I just had someone be like, okay, here, let me guide you a little bit. Let me explain why you do this. And then there's a lot of people that are just like, I just do it because it works.
Okay.
It does make a difference. It also teaches you a lot on how to meet people and how to like work together. Because a film is a lot of teamwork that you cannot think. It's a lot of three people fighting over a camera while also having a director screaming at you and screaming at the actors. And then there's the actor that does this and does that. And there's the lighting person that has to talk with the director of photography, who also has to talk with the director to make sure that he likes it. It's like a lot of people talking to each other. So I think film school helps you understand that a little bit more.
When you actually are working and you know you're doing amazing work, how much does it come into play that being an immigrant, being LGBT, being BIPOC, how much does any of that come into play and how do you deal with it?
It sometimes comes up a lot. It sometimes doesn't. I have had some projects where they're like, oh, you're a woman. And just because of that, we're going to hire you. And sometimes I understand, oh, you want to like bring diversity, but it feels a little weird. Then you're like, oh, it's because of the way I was born and not because of my talents that you want to hire me.
Yeah. But have you seen that you've changed people's minds because of your professionalism and because of the quality of your work?
Yeah, there's been a lot of sets where I'm like I'm working and out of nowhere, I just look up and I'm like, there is two women here or like two female assigned a bird. I'm like, oh, okay, time to go back to work. In those moments, it's a little bit of pride of, oh, wow, I made it into this one group where I was not meant to be. And the sentence like, ooh, I am not meant to be here. So in that way, it's a little pride. It's a little bit of, ooh, gotta be careful now.
Yeah. Does your personal life and your relationships ever cross over between your work? And how do you deal with that?
Sometimes it does. I think for film, you really have to be friends with the people you work with, or at least you have to know how to not hate them afterwards, because you work 12 hours a day, maybe 12 hours a night if you have to shoot at night because you need the darkness. So you do have to know when to be angry at people, when you're not allowed to be angry at people. when you have to be good friends with people and when that line kind of blurs and it's like either work friends or like actual friends.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I personally, on like what I create, what I write, I do try to put a little bit of myself on whatever I do. For example, We Love Is a Game, I try to put a little bit of my own romantic experience that had happened before, put a phrase here that someone said, put a phrase here that I said, just kind of shake it up a little bit.
Oh my gosh. So there's something I have to ask you, and that is about this film that you're doing right now is mm-hmm. English, but I'm sure you've done stuff in Spanish. I'm always curious about pronouns, and I'm just curious about languages that have differences in pronouns for some are male and female. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that as terms of like culture overall? Like, should we have the pronouns? Should they be male and female, or how do you deal with it? And what's coming up with that?
It's such a weird little space for me. I use they pronounce in English. Okay. And I say in English because in Spanish, I don't like what we're trying to do with those pronouns. I know a lot of people do, and I'm happy for them, but they don't work for me. So in Spanish, I use he, him, technically, okay, because that's the gender neutral, I guess.
I know for sure because I struggle trying to figure out remembering which ones are, you know, feminine, mm-hmm. masculine pronouns all the time. And so a lot of people, I would say probably most people in the Latin countries have learned the pronouns that way. Do you see it changing and how's it affecting your film stuff?
I do see it changing. Mostly like when my friends, especially back home in Mexico, when they come up to me and they're like, oh, these are my pronouns now. And I'm like, I have to remember this and I will. I'm not sure how to include it into the sentence, for example. So for my films, it helps me a lot to be like, oh, how would that person feel? You know, I'm trying to write more about being queer and being trans. So I have to put myself a lot in like other people's shoes, not only my own, because I know my experience is like really specific to me, but I want to learn from like everyone and like how all the language that we're using and everything going on around us is can really shape what we're making.
It does. How have you found like words are power, right? Words define a lot of situations and people. And how do you like use the words to either elevate yourself and the LGBT community? What are you doing about that?
I am first off loving myself. And okay. It's a little funny to say. I came out when I was like in my late teens, early 20s. So mm-hmm. I'm still figuring out a lot of stuff right now. but yeah, I think just loving and trying to understand even when it feels weird, it's a big mm-hmm. thing. Slowly I'm figuring out that I've been working with a lot more queer people than I thought I was, which is actually amazing to look at. But I forgot where I was going with this. I got so excited about all these queer people. I'm like, yay, people.
And what's it like when you find out that you're working with somebody who's queer and now you're going like, oh, great. We get to talk about things. We get to work together and we get to change things. What's that like?
It's actually more fun to be like, oh, we're similar. Let's beat them all. I have a lot of that mentality of let's do better than other people, which mm-hmm. is a little bad, but at the same time, it motivates a lot of people too. Really competitive. but I think what it's cool about that is we do create like a little community and we learn from each other a lot. Not only because we understand the experiences that we have gone through, but we also understand the goal we have, which is like make it into the industry and make the best film possible.
Mm-hmm. What happens, there's movies that happen where there are opportunities to cast LGBT people in roles, but they go to people who are, you know, not part of that community. What's your feeling about that? Can, you know, non-queer people play queer characters, or should we look for queer characters to play queer roles?
I would love to always prioritize having queer people in queer roles, but sometimes it's hard to find a queer person that matches XY character. Not saying that it's impossible, especially with big production companies. They have the money, they have the resources to find a queer person. But when it comes to short films, to more under the budget stuff, it's a little bit harder. So if you can make it happen, please do it. It's pretty much my thinking of it. I know when I was casting my own film, I wasn't even looking at it. I like forgot to look at if my characters were cute, were queer in real life. Turns out one of them was, and I was like, this is a great accident. But I just love the performance that these two people were giving, that I was like, I believe that you're queer, and I think this is okay because I also know you believe not only in my film, but in the values that my film has.
Yeah. What's the what would be like your ultimate goal that you want to get to with the queer community and non-queer? What do you want to have happen eventually? There's a separation right now, I think, right?
Yeah.
What would it look like if there were no separation? What's the goal that you've got?
I think if, yeah, I would love it for it to like not be a separation, for not to be, for it not to be an important thing if you're straight or queer, for it to be like, oh, your talents are here. Let's exploit that. Let's explore all the stuff that you can actually do. I know that's still gonna take a lot of time, and a lot of people are not gonna agree with me on that time. And I'm okay with that because I do understand that having representation and having people that know the experience is more important, especially right now that we're still figuring out a lot of those things. But
What are
I
the things that
wish
we
in the
can do to
future that we
get
can
there?
be like, yeah, I hope we can get to a point where it's like, oh, you're a person with talent that can learn from people instead of just trying to be like, oh, there's a person that already has the experience, let's put them already up.
Do you, what are you doing yourself? You're making the films, but are you an advocate? Are you out, pronouncing yourself in public? What are you telling people about the experience and why we need to have more queer people in film?
I do try to meet a lot of queer people, so whenever, I have a film where I can be like, oh, I'm recommending this person. I try to put my queer friends that I know are talented first. Not because not all my queer friends are talented, just because I can recognize there's some experience differences. Let's call it that. So I do try to put those people first whenever I have a job opportunity for them, an on-screen opportunity for them. But I do not try to like, debut my films on, oh, this is a queer film, so I can only have queer people. No, I just try to be like, here are some queer people that I know I can trust. Here are other people that I also trust. Here are other people that I want to in this film.
I think
So
that's
yeah, that's
great.
mostly what I do. I just try to include everyone based
I
on
think it
what they
makes a
do.
difference, right? It makes a
Yeah.
big difference. It's what we do on the show here. We don't necessarily need to point things out, but whoever does the job works. But we do want to give opportunities to people that don't get them all the time, right?
Yes.
So I totally understand where you're coming from. If you had the microphone, I love this question. I've been asking it lately. We've got a stadium full of people all from all around the world, right? Let's say it's a small stadium. There's only 100,000 people, right? And you've got the microphone. There's a wire connected into everyone's head, right? And whatever you say, people are going to adopt and they're going to believe. Lou said this, I believe it. What is that thing that you want people to do?
All people have good intentions. I do want a lot of people to believe that and go through that mentality because I feel like nowadays we go along with the mentality of, oh, just because you're this way, and like I know from like movies or like books or TV that these kind of people are bad or like they might have these intentions. Erase that. Don't think about that. I sincerely think all people do come to you with good intentions at first. So do give your best, be kind, be nice. And later, if life happens, not everything has to go perfectly fine. That's when you have to switch more of your mentality of how to actually deal with people. But most people actually do mean nice.
I think that that is the case also. I want to learn more about you. We've learned a little bit about the Hollywood and about movies and about shorts and about your perceptions there. I want to learn about Lou. So I want to play a game with you called This or That. I'm going to give you a question. You get two options. You can choose one or the other, but not neither or both. And if you have to explain something, we might do that too. Okay. Let's learn about Lou. Here we go. Film or digital cameras?
Film.
Oh, really? What have you been shooting with lately?
I also do photography sometimes, so I got like a lot of disposable cameras over the summer, and I've been playing around with those.
Yeah.
I would not shoot a film on film, but I love taking photos on disposable.
Okay. How about morning shoots or night shoots?
Oh, morning. No, don't. I am cranky at night. You do not want me in your night shoot. I'm already cranky. If you messed up, I'm going to get even more cranky.
Okay. Hollywood or independent films?
Independent films. Okay. I think that's where most of the creative stuff actually happens.
You've got a movie, I'm guessing, or a film in mind. What's the film that you want to shoot as soon as you can get the money, the crew, and everything? What would you want to shoot?
I am finishing writing a feature film called Almost Home, which is about two sisters that go on a road trip. One of them is trying to head to college. She thinks she's alone in the car, and randomly she finds out that her 10-year-old sister is in the backseat, and she's already like three ways down the road. She's like, I cannot turn back now. I guess you're stuck with me.
I guess so. Okay, that is awesome. Let me see. How about on-set catering or pack your lunch?
Oh, I kind of like on-set catering because I'm really bad at cooking. Sometimes okay. I had really bad food, but it's better than me having to pay for it and have to make it and pack it.
I got. What do you find more challenging to shoot, documentary or fiction?
Probably documentary. That can go anywhere, and you don't know which way it's going. That's not it. I'm a planning person, not documentaries for me.
Do you like indoor studio or outdoor location?
Indoor studio. I do love traveling outside and seeing the world, but oh my God, the AC, you don't know how much you love it until you don't have it.
Oh my gosh. How about focus on technical skill or storytelling?
Oh, storytelling. Something can look really bad, but if you have a good story, you can make it work.
I got you. Traditional, let me ask you this, hold on. What do you believe needs more attention in the industry? Traditional roles or breaking stereotypes?
Okay, say one more time. I feel like I got a little...
Yeah. What do you think needs more attention in the industry? Traditional roles or breaking stereotypes?
I think breaking stereotypes, especially with a lot of like POC communities, I feel like we have had a bad rep when it comes to being on screen. So I think right now it's a good time to try to break everything that we have told people certain groups are like and actually show what a lot of people are like.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. So how do you approach your projects? Is it more emphasizing identity or universality in art?
I think I go more for universality, just because I think regardless of what group you belong to, you still have a little bit of everyone's experience, and that can also bring people together.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this then. Cultural, reinforce cultural norms or challenge them?
Challenge them.
Okay. Diversity quotas or organic inclusion?
Organic inclusion.
Okay.
It feels weird when they try to push someone in the screen that you're like, you were trying something there, and we all know why you were trying that.
Okay. I want to nail this down. I asked you about the masculine, feminine pronouns before. So are you language preservation or evolution?
Evolution. I don't think language ever stays the same. So we need to keep moving it.
Okay, that makes sense. Community support or individual resilience? What's
Community
more vital?
support.
Okay.
Especially
Focus
in
on
film, you need
commonality.
people to make stuff.
Go ahead.
Oh, especially in film, you just need people to make stuff. Just
Okay.
like everywhere else.
Focus on commonality or embracing differences?
Embracing differences.
What got your choice on a project? Artistic integrity or commercial success?
Ooh. Oh, that's a weird one. I didn't thought I was so divided on that one. But I think artistic integrity.
And so you don't care if it makes money, you just want to like make sure it's a good film.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a hard
I
one
mean, a
too, I
lot of
think.
people don't like movies that are really good, so.
Yeah. How do you balance cultural and personal desires, traditional family expectations, or individual pursuits?
I am more of an individual person's person. Ironic because I'm Mexican and we're like always all tied together. but I think being your own person is really, really important.
Gotcha. How do you approach LGBT and BIPOC rights? Is it active advocacy or subtle representation?
Personally, I think I'm going more for subtle representation because I'm still trying to understand how to be more active about it.
Gotcha. I got two more for you. What drives your creative spirit? Safety and familiarity or risk in innovation?
I think I'm still a safe person. I still try to play it safe a little bit. I'm trying to step out of that, but I'm playing it safe for now.
Okay. And then last one, what's your ultimate goal in your career and life? Empowering yourself or empowering others?
Empowering in others.
Yeah,
So once
tell me
I'm
that.
gone, there's a lot more people out there that are, if I can make an influence on them, then they are probably gonna make a good influence on someone else. And then the cycle can just repeat. It's not about me, all of it. but I do want to make an impact on the people that I meet.
I think that is fabulous. I think it really is. I want people to definitely stay in touch with you and be able to ask you questions and be able to work on your films, all kinds of stuff. So we've got your site up here, which is Lumendoza E. And for everyone that's listening instead of watching, it's Lumendozae dot Notion dot site, site. Lumendoza E dot Notion dot site. You've also got some work up on Vimeo.com, Vimeo.com/Lumendoza, Lou, L-U at the end. So it's Lumendozalu. And finally, we've got you on Instagram at Lumendoza E. And TikTok is a little different, Lou, L-U, Mendoza, A-E dot M-O-V. So that's a mouthful. I'm going to leave this your site up on the screen, lumendozae.notion.site, so people can get in touch with you. I love your perspectives. I think you are amazing. And we'll have to talk some more. When you get your films ready to display in the US, let's talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to tell about it.
Okay, we will do that. Thank you so much for being on. And for everybody watching, thank you very much. Hit up Lou. All right. Talk to everybody later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.